in relationships and even in the partnerships we talked about prior to that, when you're saying, is it a good fit for me? You want to know, how is this interaction going to go? Is it for my growth and development? Can it be worked out in a peaceful, harmonious manner? And a lot of times with just getting the understanding, which we'll get as we analyze our situations in the advanced dowsing, you'll be able to determine, where is the problem? Why isn't this relationship working? And determine if it is helpful to both of you to stay in the relationship. You can ask that question. Have I learned everything I needed to learn from being involved in this relationship? And is it time to move on to new learning experiences? And you'll be able to tell whether you or your partner has learned everything you needed to learn from the relationship and whether it is wise to stay in it. So that can be a very helpful tool. The other ones that I want to mention in the infinite ways you can use this ability, I'm going to just touch on more briefly because we'll be going into them in depth in the later portion of this. So it would be redundant to go through them in depth at this time. We've seen how you can measure the effects of thoughts, your thoughts and others' thoughts, whether they're uplifting or whether they're putting you down or detrimental. So that's very, very significant. You can also evaluate health benefits of the food that you're eating and other products. You can determine the safety of food. What about those leftovers that are still sitting in the refrigerator? It's a lot more accurate and safe to use the dowsing test rather than the sniff test. So you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to discover the effects of sound and color. And that's something you may not have thought about. You'll know how to act in alignment with your soul's path and purpose by knowing, oh, it's affecting me this way or that way. You'll know when you're at a fork in the road which way to take. You can communicate with plants and animals. You can also communicate with someone that's in a coma or babies that can't talk back. You're communicating with what's going on in their mind and what they're thinking or what's going on with their body. And you're able to get a physical world readout of these things where you're not able to talk to them. You can determine the accuracy of books and speakers. How often have you wondered, I wonder if what they're saying is really true? So we'll go over that. You can identify and clear noxious energies in your environment. You can clear harmful energies that may be held in antiques or pre-owned items. That's something you may not have thought about. You can transform and reprogram the energy in crystals. Crystals have a memory and they have a vibration and frequency depending on what one it is. And each one has its own special qualities. So there are all kinds of ceremonies where people take them outside and do all this stuff that takes days or weeks to get them clear. Well, with dowsing, you can do it quickly and very effectively. And then you can reprogram these things to hold the energy and work with the energy. They're like a reservoir of this wonderful divine database energy. You can build up that reservoir within them when you're doing your work.